This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you fighting entrepreneurs? This is Anik Singhal coming to you live from Mumbai, India. That's right, I'm traveling right now. My wife and I are here to, well, of course, see some family, but we're also visiting the nonprofits that we support here. So we're checking out the schools that have been built this year that we're so blessed to be a part of. But we also today took a trip out to probably one of the poorest parts of the world that I've ever personally seen. Learned some amazing lessons about entrepreneurship. But that's not what this episode's about. We'll make another episode about that. All right, this episode is about my biggest marketing predictions in 2019. Now listen, here's what's going on, okay? If you're watching this as the episode has come out, we are gearing up for a really cool offer called Marketing with Anik. All right, it's one of those offers that is that has existed through a long time. We haven't done this in years, and it's coming back out. It's really cool. It's going to be 90% off. It's ridiculous. It's awesome. It's kicking off the new 2019 year, and you get to join me for 15 weeks as I get ready to fire myself as the chief marketing officer of Learn. That's right. I am removing myself from the marketing team over the course of the next 3 months to come in 2019. So I'm going to be teaching and training my on-site team to take over. I'm going to teach my marketing team to take over marketing. And here's what we're going to do. I'm going to make it possible for you to listen in on all of those trainings, but more on that coming up later. So as part of the launch sequence for that, I've written a few awesome pages, a big letter, which are my predictions for 2019. So really what it's about is, what is it that I'm going to be teaching my team to prepare them for 2019? And so I thought what I would do is, for all you awesome podcast listeners, because you guys are ahead of everybody, right? You got the secret access inside. I'm basically going to give you a rundown of what I'm going to be releasing in my letter that goes out to the entire email list starting, could be going on right now. So I'm making some big predictions, specifically 9 big predictions for 2019. Now, remember one thing. What makes me so credible that I can go out there and make predictions about the market? Let me tell you something. First of all, I've been doing this for over 15 years. I have been in the internet marketing game for 15 years. I have seen it all, done it all. All right, sold over $200 million worth of products. I've invested over $38 million in traffic acquisition. I've hired people. I've fired people. I've partnered with people. I've had good days. I've had bad days. I think you get the point. The biggest thing that I want to start with is that everything in the world works in cycles, right? You hear about the biggest empires, right? We say history repeats itself. History has a way of repeating itself. That doesn't change in the marketing world. As a matter of fact, I think I've already lived through about 2 cycles, and we're in the 3rd one right now. This is pretty neat. This gives those of us who've been around for 15 plus years the ability to predict the future, which is precisely what I'm doing in this podcast. So you see trends, right? There's always the time when low ticket offers are rocking it. Everybody, every marketer is doing low ticket, $7, $9, $10, $12, $1 offers. Then there's a time where forced continuity is the thing, right? Where everyone's giving away a dollar trial into a continuity program. Then there's a time when we say mid-ticket is the kick, right? So you're talking, I don't know, mid-ticket can range from $50 to $300 that are sold through video sales letters. Then you've got the time where high tickets are the kick, right? So people are doing webinars and selling high-ticket products and all of that, and it just seems like the market moves in unison. When one person starts to do one thing very well, the rest follow along. So it's pretty tough to be a pioneer in this space. It's pretty tough to stay ahead, but I try my best. I try to always stay 6 months ahead. And I got to say, so far in the last 15 years, I've done a pretty decent job, and I'm making some predictions now. I'm pivoting Learn yet again. I do this every year, and every year we have been very successful with it, except for 1 year back. We don't talk about that time, right? That's the time when I fell $1.7 million in debt. But that was a different time. So I've been observing and watching the market this whole year, and it's time for me to make the declaration. I did some testing, and these are the 9 predictions moving forward. Here we go. So before we can get into the 9, remember one thing. There are 3 parts to every core marketing engine. Part number 1. Funnels. That's right. Today, more than ever before, you can't make it without funnels. Funnels are important. Funnels, funnels, funnels. Say it again. Funnels, funnels. All right. Number 2 is traffic. traffic is becoming more and more important because it's getting damn competitive. We'll talk about that in just a second. And last but not least, my favorite, you guys know me for this, conversion, buyer psychology. I love it, right? I think it's amazing. It's you master buyer psychology, you can't be poor. It's virtually probably impossible for you to be poor if you understand buyer psychology. Well, people think that buyer psychology stays the same for ages. And although at a core, I agree, it can stay kind of the same, but at the same time, it does change a lot too. So there are three predictions I will be making about the evolution of buyer psychology and conversion in 2019. So let's start. Basically, by the way, I'm making three predictions per of three keys. So I got three predictions in the funnel world, three predictions in the traffic world, and three predictions in the conversion world. Again, like I said, I wrote all this out in a letter. That letter is being sent out to the entire Learn Nation in pieces. Might be happening right now. Maybe this is right before it's happening, or maybe it happened a long time ago. Depends on when you're listening. So go check it out. If you want to really absorb my message, you've got to basically go to marketingwithonic.com and see what's going on. I don't know what time you're listening to this, so the page will reflect whatever's going on. So let's talk about funnels. Now, funnels has become, of course, such a key term as of the last few years, thanks to ClickFunnels and a lot of focus being put on the word funnels. And I'm really glad to see it because it couldn't have come at a better time. Because of the changes happening in the traffic world, funnels are becoming more and more and more and more important. In the end, what's a funnel? A funnel is a way to optimize your monetization of a visitor to your website. That's all it is. Let's face it, a funnel is about making more money. A funnel is about being able to give more products at, you know, more options to the consumer. And basically, it's about being able to upsell more. But that's important, more now than ever before, because the cost of advertising and the cost of traffic has gone up. So funnels, the three biggest predictions that I'm going to make for you in funnels. Number one, the low ticket is coming back. I know you see it left, right, front, and back. Everybody seems to be doing the high ticket stuff. And I'm not saying that's dying. High tickets will continue to do well. But consumers are going to start to reward the marketers who take a longer term approach. So if you're willing to put your neck out there and give away great value for low ticket, dollars, $7, $12, $15, if you're doing e-com, maybe you're doing a loss leader product where you actually lose money to get someone to engage with you, to interact with you, well, assuming that they love your service, love your product, and love what you do for them, they will reward you by almost blindly and impulsively purchasing your higher ticket programs. At Learn in 2019, you will see a massive, massive, massive focus on low ticket programs to continue to drive more quality users into Learn Nation. Big, 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 big change. I'm telling you right now, if you don't deploy low ticket in your business, you need to start thinking about it. Number two, this is one of my favorite predictions for 2019, and that is the on-demand is going to take over. See, I am actually a bit surprised that it's taken this long for this to happen, but it makes total sense. When's the last time you remember flipping through the television late at night trying to find something to watch? Think about it, seriously, okay? When's the last time you were flipping through the channels? I used to do it all the time when I was younger. I can't remember the last time. It was years ago, if not more. Actually, the only time I flip through channels is typically when I'm in this hotel in India, because they've got really bad TV. So we're not going to get to that. But even here, I found a couple channels and I just put them on. But the core thing here is we've got Netflix, we've got Hulu, we've got on-demand by Comcast, we've got on-demand by Verizon. We as a consumer now say, you know what, don't control or dictate when and how I can watch a TV show. Give me all the options. I'm smart. Let me figure it out and I will choose what I want. Here's the coolest thing I've seen Netflix do. I commend Netflix on one thing. I saw them make a decision a couple years ago. I was pretty impressed by it. See, Netflix, like every other major network, saw that consumers love binge watching TV shows. It's become a big trend. We love to binge watch TV shows. So you've still got networks putting out one show a week, trying to linger you and hold you and draw you in with a carrot and string things on for a long time. Innately, as consumers, it freaking makes us mad because it's against our behavior. We prefer, although it's not healthy, we prefer to binge watch. So Netflix comes out and says, you know what? Every time we release a new series or a new season, we're just going to put all the episodes out at one time. You watch it as fast or as slow as you want. We trust you, the consumer. And you know what? Consumers have rewarded Netflix with tremendous loyalty, long-term loyalty, and Netflix, just look at their stocks. Their prices are going through the roof. Now, the same thing is going to happen on the internet. So all you people who are doing fake webinars, I made a podcast episode about this earlier. I'm telling you right now, the ever webinar model is dying away because people are not stupid. Consumers realize it's not real. And although you may win with higher conversions in the short term, and even that short term, I'm talking that even that is about to go away very soon. Although you may win in the short term, in the long term, you're going to lose because you don't start the relationship with the consumer in the right mindset. So if you've got multiple products, if you've got multiple VSLs, multiple webinars, start to think about how you can get all of this out to the consumer in one place and trust them to choose what they want to watch. But make sure, of course, you have to first trust yourself, your product, your sales message, that it is good enough that you can trust the consumer to navigate it on their own. All right, moving on to prediction number three, the birth or the domination of the super ticket. Now, this is funny because it's almost the exact opposite of what I said in prediction number one. So what is a super ticket? A super ticket to me is a program that's $5,000 or more in the digital publishing world or $500 or more in the e-commerce world. Now, why is this important? I'm telling you right now, it comes back to what we're going to talk about in a few minutes, which is the cost of traffic going through the roof. You've got to find a way to get more premium products in your company that you can charge higher dollar amounts for, so that once you have gained your consumer's trust, you've got the ability to sell them products that are far more expensive that they may not have considered before, but will consider now because they trust you. You know what that'll do? It will drastically impact your dollars per visitor, your dollars per lead, your dollars per buyer. The more it impacts that, the more you can afford to spend on getting traffic, the more you can outbid your competition in the traffic networks. The super ticket is incredibly, incredibly vital. You are seeing a major growth and a major revival of the super ticket inside of Learn Nation right now. Not to mention, you know what? Some of our biggest success stories inside Learn Nation comes from our students who take us up on our coaching, who fly down to the Learn Center, who do events with us. They're seeing the biggest results from it. So it's pretty powerful. It's really important to note that. So we're not just making more money, but we are providing a very, very much so needed service to our Learn Nation audience. I'm going to ask you the same. What are you doing to not only charge more, but to provide a deeper service to your audience? All right, let's move on to number two, traffic. And so I'm going to make three predictions in the traffic world. Listen, let's just talk generically about traffic for a second. As I'm recording this, I just finished writing the letter about traffic. Guess what? Simple economics 101. The cost of traffic is going up. Nothing is going to change that. I'm so tired of marketers that are putting these messages of loopholes and hacks and secrets. Listen, I know marketers are smart. We're all smart, but we're not smarter than the 100, you know, PhD mathematician algorithmic specialists that are at each of these, not even 100 at this point. They probably have 1,000 at Facebook, 1,000 at Google, 1,000 here. They're smart and they got artificial intelligence and data. We can't out, I don't believe there are that many loopholes or hacks. And even if there are, I don't want to waste my time looking for them. What I want to do right now is figure out what is it that these traffic networks want and give it to them, partner with them, become friends with them, and then they will reward me in return. If they want more money, I'll give them more money. It's economics 101, supply and demand. The demand for traffic, the demand for advertising is going through the roof, but supply is not. Remember, there's only 7 billion plus people in the world. Already about 50% of these 7 billion people are on the internet. Yes, it's growing. The amount of people getting onto the internet is growing, but not nearly as fast as the demand from advertisers to get their attention. So I know just in the last 2+ years, Facebook has gone from 2 million active advertisers to over 6 million active advertisers. What do you think is going to happen? Costs will go up. So while other marketers are out there complaining and cribbing and whining about costs going up, I'm sitting here saying, you know what? I don't care. Let the cost go up, but I will get better at monetizing my audience. That's the thing I can control. I can't control what's happening at Facebook. I can't control my competition, but I can control what I earn from the clicks that I get and how I serve the customers that I get. And that's what I'm focusing on. And it's making a massive change in what's happening. So the first, you know, prediction number four is... Well, actually, I kind of just talked about prediction five, but we'll come back to it in a second. So that's the world of traffic, okay? I'm sorry. That's the news. Costs are going up. They're going to keep going up. They're not going any other way. You either learn to figure it out or you wither away. So hopefully you learn to figure it out. We're here at Learn Nation to help you do that, all right? By the way, if you are listening right now and don't have a Learn Nation account, please, come on. Go to learn.com, LURN.com/register, okay? Learn.com/register. It's awesome. You get like all these awesome free courses, and that's a behind-the-scenes access, by the way, because we're still in alpha mode. So I don't know. If you don't have a login yet, you're missing out. 200,000 other people in the world have a login. You need to get one. So prediction number four, ladies and gentlemen, is to trust the artificial intelligence and be rewarded. If you do want to decrease your advertising cost, the best way you're going to do it is to learn to trust Facebook and to trust Google and to trust Twitter and to trust all of them. You know why? Because these guys got algorithms and artificial intelligence that is freaking scary. As a consumer, it's downright frightening. Facebook knows everything about me. Facebook knows where I travel, where I eat, who I like, who I hang out with. They know, you know, how old I am. They know what religion I am. They know where I buy, where I shop, what I click. They know what device I use. It's crazy. But you know what? As a marketer, that's freaking awesome. They've made it so simple. This is why the demand has gone up. This is why they've grown from 2 million advertisers to 6 million, because they've made it so easy to advertise on Facebook. But Facebook is here telling you this. Facebook says, listen, you want lower costs? Stop getting your audiences down so small. So actually, some of our best campaigns in the company are the ones where we do zero targeting. I mean, it literally, it shows that, you know, we're targeting, you know, a billion people. Now, let me tell you this. You have to have a very, very trained pixel, so don't go out and do this. I mean, we've been running so much advertising, millions of dollars in advertising. Facebook has learned the kind of person that we want to go after. But what we've seen is if I go out and give Facebook a very targeted 100,000 person audience versus go out and say, Facebook, here's the 10 million people that you can target, Facebook will give me literally half the ad cost if I go after the 10 million, and yet I still get great results because Facebook says, man, we know who we should be showing you to. Just give us the leeway. Let us make the decisions and we'll reward you for it. Google's no different. All of them are the same. So 2019, you're going to see major evolution in the artificial intelligence that's being applied to these traffic networks and to traffic acquisition. Okay. All right. Prediction number five, we talked about it a little bit, and that is spend more, period. But smart marketers will make more. So ad costs are going up. You will spend more money. It just is what it is. There was a day I could get click cost for 70, 80 cents. Now I pay $1.50 to $2. It is what it is. I'm not going to sit here and crib about it and let it hold me back. I'm just going to grow more. So my funnels have gotten deeper. My tracking has gotten better. My analytics have gotten stronger. And I introduced super tickets. And now, good luck competing with me when I want to go after a word or a keyword or a demographic. I will outbid the crap out of my competition because I don't care. I'm not tracking my cost per click. I'm tracking my ROI. Think about that. I don't care if I'm spending $7 a click. If I make 10, 15, 20 back, I'll do it all day long. So I'm more focused on what I'm generating, less focused on what I'm spending. So that's prediction number five. You will have to start to think like that. It's going to be very important, okay? Prediction number six is free traffic is back, baby. You got to focus on free traffic now. I'm telling you, more and more consumers are getting so smart. Consumers understand advertising better than they ever have in the history of advertising. They understand Google Ads. They understand Facebook Ads. They understand all of this. And you know what? They're skipping it. They're getting blind to it. And they are trusting by far. There's actually studies saying how they trust things they find organically way more than things that they click on as an advertisement. So at Learn here, it's time. We've made a decision. Free traffic, what they call inbound traffic, is huge. We're going to do SEO. We're going to do YouTube. I'm going to build my YouTube channel up. I'm going to build my Instagram channel up. We're going to do just some killer podcasts right here. Look, I'm practicing what I'm preaching. I launched my podcast, right? Slowly going to start continuing to build this up. We are going to reach out to audiences over free networks, but there's a twist to this that is becoming very big. Now, a lot of companies were doing this for the last year, 2 years, 3 years, but now it's coming out into the mainstream and limelight. So I want you to get involved. And that is, people are out there investing in getting free traffic in order to help their paid media. What does that mean? So when you have someone land on your page for free from Google or from social media, you could retarget the crap out of them. And retargeting ads are going to be cheaper for you, right? Because the engagement will be higher. So when someone lands on you, now they trust you because they found you organically, assuming they like the content they receive from you, they are so much more likely to click on your ads and to buy stuff that you want them to buy. So using free traffic to help increase the effectiveness and impactfulness of investment traffic is going to be a huge thing in 2019. So I want you to pay attention to that. All right. Now, moving on to the third key of a marketing engine, and that is conversion mastery. I told you, right? The underlying basics, maybe the concrete foundation of buyer psychology doesn't change over the generations in history. But I got to tell you, at the same time, the specifics and the mediums through which we use to communicate to buyers is starting to evolve in such a way that it is changing the process a consumer uses to make a buying decision. And if you aren't deploying that in your marketing, then you're going to be left behind. So prediction number 6 is all about that. How are we going to convert better? This is different than funnels, by the way. Funnels are the entirety of all your pages and all your offers. Conversion is very specific to a page. How do you get your opt-in page to convert better? How do you get your written sales letter to convert better? How do you get your webinars to convert better? How do you build the appropriate environment to create a conversion? That's different than funnels. So, you know, prediction number 6 is, I call it specificity. There's a really funny thing going around on Learn right now. If you're in the Learn team and you walk around in the marketing team, like, a lot of people laugh about it because they say that some of the words they're hearing the most from me lately is specificity, pivot, and other words like that. Those two words are being said all the time. Like, in marketing, you got to pivot. But the biggest thing I talk about is specificity. Come on, be specific. Be specific. What are you offering? What are you giving? Now, this is funny because 20 years ago, I would have never said this. See, again, because we have to give consumers credit, they're wisening up. They're getting smarter. They want more. They ask for more. They demand more. They have access to more information. They can quickly compare you to other things. Their attention is being fought over. Remember, Microsoft's study proved that the average human attention span as of 2015 had fallen to 8 seconds. Goldfish have an attention span of 9 seconds. All the dings and bings in the phones and the emails and the messages and the text messaging and Snapchats and God knows what else. Consumers are basically saying this flat out. You want my attention? Earn it. So specificity is getting to the point. What are you offering me? Tell me now. When we release Marketing with Onyx, and when you go to marketingwithonyx.com, you will see the sales page and you will see how freaking specific I am. Right, I know my target. Now, specificity is also controlled by target market. I know who I want Marketing with Onyx sold to. I don't want to go out after cold audiences who don't know Learn or don't know Onyx and Gall. I'm actually only trying to sell it to the internal people who know who I am. So my marketing terminology will also reflect that. There are two key things that specificity gets involved in. Number one is, what the heck are you actually selling? It's not enough now to say, here's a way to generate an additional income on the internet and to try to sell a product based on that message. Now people want to know, what's the way? Here's a way to use Amazon to make more income, or here's a way to use e-commerce dropshipping to make more income. Like, people want to know the specifics. So one is, what exactly are you teaching? The topic. The second thing that goes into specificity is your demographic. Who are you selling to? Are you selling to people that are completely cold to you, that have no idea who you or your brand is? Or are you selling to people who are very warm to you? Your language will change based on A, the topic, what you're actually selling, and B, it will change based on who you're talking to. Specificity. That's prediction number 6. Moving forward in 2019, it will continue to become a big, 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 big focus point. Prediction number 7. Magnification of micro commitments. Okay, so if you take my program, Copywriting Academy, by the way, if you're not, you can go into Learn Nation, log in. If you don't have an account, go to learnlurn.com/register, create a free login, absolutely free, no credit cards, and get involved in my free course called Copywriting Bootcamp. And then I challenge you, if you want to really level up as a marketer, you want to level up as an entrepreneur, get in my program called Copywriting Academy, and you're going to learn about this concept that I call, first of all, I've coined this whole term, you know, called interactive marketing, right? So I'm saying direct marketing is dying. It's now the season of interactive marketing. But in interactive marketing, I talk about this concept of micro commitment. I'm not the first one to do it. This has been taught in sales for God knows how many years now, generations probably. But micro commitment is becoming more and more focused that now than ever because of that attention span. I told you Microsoft, right? That study in 2015 that said the average human attention span is down to 8 seconds. People, consumers are becoming so selfish. They're literally saying, like, you know what? You want to pitch to me? You want to sell to me? Give me value. Even in your pitch, even in your sales pitch, give me value. Let me opt in. Let me choose my experience. Let me choose to be sold by you. See, billboards, when you're driving down the road, a consumer doesn't choose to see a billboard. They're driving down the road. That was put up. They have no choice but to stare at it. But do you know that a consumer does absolutely choose and in a very, very interesting way select what advertisements they see on Google, Facebook, and all the other platforms based on behavior, but also based on preferences? They can literally click X and say, I don't want to see this person anymore. Right? A consumer lands on your page and decides that they like this free report you're offering. They opt in for it. It's a micro commitment. Then after the opt-in, they choose to open your emails and read more or go to your podcast or go to your YouTube channel, or maybe they buy a low-ticket product. These are all micro commitments they're making towards your brand. So micro commitments are going to be huge. Are you going for the full big win right from the get-go? Or are you creating a series of steps so that cold markets, markets that don't know who you are, markets that have never experienced you, can dip their toes in a risk-free environment, get to know you? Micro commitments. Again, in conversion, big thing coming in 2019. Huge. All right. And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, the prediction number 9 of the year for 2019 is what I call the everywhere effect. Now, I can't take credit for this. I'm going to give a shout out to my boy, Jeremy Haynes. He doesn't even know I'm talking about him right now, but he's a Facebook consultant. He's a brilliant young guy. And he came on and he uses the term omnipresence. And I don't know if he came up with it or what, but he talks about it all the time. He was consulting us on our Facebook ads, and all the time he'd run around saying omnipresence, omnipresence. I was like, what is omnipresence? So I reversed it just so I can make my own out of it. And I call it the everywhere effect. You know what? It's no longer copywriting is slowly becoming not about the words. It's so weird. It's so strange. How can copy not be about words? But it's not. Copy is quickly becoming about the environment. So I'll give you a prime example. Let's say you're walking down the street and a stranger walks up to you and says, let's say you're walking down the street, you're actually thinking in your head, you're like, man, I really need a new phone, but I really want a phone that's got an amazing camera with awesome night vision because I take a lot of pictures at night. Like, let's just say for a minute, play along, that's the thought process going through in your mind. A stranger, someone you don't know at all, walks right up to you and says, hey, I've got the best phone in the world for you, specifically built for night vision for those who take a lot of pictures at night. And the phone is $300 off right now. Now, he's gonna catch your attention, right? It was specific, hit right into an area you were thinking about. He'll catch your attention for sure. You'll stop, you'll think, you will process. Now I want you to think about the following. And so you might purchase. Some will purchase because it's so super direct. It's awesome. But let me throw another environment. Let me throw something more out at you. Now let's say the person who walks up to you and tells you this is no longer a complete stranger. The person who comes up and tells you this is now someone who's a friend, someone who you see all the time, someone who you're acquainted with very well. You know they exist, you know of them, or they're even your friends. How much more likely are you to purchase from that second person than you are from the stranger? Much more likely, right? Innate trust. That's the everywhere effect. So now what we're going to see about conversion, that's not just about the words that you're using or the specific sales messaging, but it's about your everywhere effect. Great marketers are being demanded to do more. Are you on podcast? Are you on YouTube? Are you on Instagram? Are you on Facebook when I come to your page? Are you retargeting me across the board? Are you retargeting me on display ads? Are you providing me with great content? Am I having multiple touch points with you over the course of weeks, if not months, of positive interaction, positive content, you know, positive feelings? And then one day you come at me with an offer and I say, you know what? I like this guy. I trust this person. I'm in. Why do we love buying from Amazon? Do you know that I will actually spend more money on a product on Amazon than I will from a third party? Because it's Amazon. There's a few things I've grown to understand with Amazon. When I order something, it will show up in front of my house. When I order something, it'll show up the next day, sometimes the same day. When I order something, I'll have the best customer support. If it doesn't work, if there's an issue, I dang well know they will refund me. Plus, it's Amazon. It's like a household name for me. I have more Amazon boxes in my house than anything else. So I order from Amazon. So they have the everywhere effect. They have the trust with me. So the everywhere effect is really about building that trust. You can do it without being everywhere, right? There are people that have built entire empires off of just a YouTube channel or off of just a podcast or off of just an email list, but they're providing so much value over such a long period and they're building so much trust that in the end, the copywriting doesn't even matter. Conversion is about the value that they've been building in people's life. So 2019, the consumer will continue to get more and more greedy and continue to demand more and more value. You can either do it by giving them snippets of value across multiple platforms and surrounding yourself with them, or you can triple down on one platform, but then really, really, really dig your heels in and give amazing value. So, ladies and gentlemen, those are my 9 predictions for 2019. Remember, Marketing with Onyx. If you want to know wherever we are right now in the promotion, marketingwithonyx.com, 500 people from Learn Nation will be allowed to join me for 15 weeks in 2019 as I train my internal marketing team to take over our marketing department. And as I fire myself as the chief marketing officer, you can dang well know I will teach them the best stuff I know. I will give them the most high quality content, and I'll let you have a chance to join in and watch and listen and learn at a 90% off discount. So I don't know where we are in the offer. If it's still early, go to marketingwithonyx.com. There'll be a place for you to opt in to find out as we launch, because again, 500 people limited. If it's going on right now, go to marketingwithonyx.com and make that decision. It's going to be peanuts. You're going to love it. It's peanuts compared to what we're offering in return. But this is what's going to happen in 2019. I hope this has helped you. I hope it has given you tons of ideas. And like I always say, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. Till next time, fighters. I'll see you soon, Learn Nation.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.